The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent, such as We Mixed It, LLC, or Sounds Awesome, respectively. On that note, welcome to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. We are your true source, the purest light, your companion cast, a warder, if you will, for this journey through all things Wheel of Time. I am Desmond McNeese. I will be your pod mistress, and these are my wolf brothers.
And we're live. Oh, I can't hear Justin.
Oops. Doing it live, I said. Motherfucker.
You are loud. Oh, it might be me.
I don't think I'm loud. Maybe. Generally speaking, I am loud.
Generally. Justin's like, yeah, I know. My name is Des Sedai, and I got nothing.
I got lots. I haven't heard from the editor. I hope he's going to show. I don't know if you've heard from him.
If he has the time, he will. He's up and at him. And my signal. Fuck my signal. Yeah. So how's your week been, Justin?
It's been okay. Actually, pretty good last couple of days.
Nice. I got a new podcast client, so that's what's been keeping me busy, getting a new podcast ready to go to air.
This motherfucker got a job.
A credit specialist is going to be starting her own podcast. So I'll be editing that and hopefully figuring out how to get my fiscal shit together. So how about that?
Good luck.
How do you like them apples?
Pretty good. Hey, how do you like these apples? How do you like the tank top and the gold chain? Good, bad? I don't care. It's hot.
Is it actually hot in Spokane already? Or you just mean you're
not hot. This little room that I'm in is hot. It was like almost 70 today, but it's pretty warm. So
dude, our forecast was like, all right, it's gonna start heating up for summer, and then it just took a shit. And it was like full on cold tonight. I'm gonna just keep vamping, hoping we get some more hosts to show up. And while Justin's gonna get drunk, and I'm gonna wait for some more guests to show up to fill it up. I'm just gonna come straight at the audience. I just don't know what to do. Like last week, you guys, a lot of you haven't even heard last week's podcast yet, because if you haven't watched it live, because I fucked up the recording, and I am gonna convert it to audio and put it on the audio stream. But that was like how my whole week started out, was just like episode 8, possibly the series finale. We don't know. And I fucked it all up.
Oh, that was loud. Jesus.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. It was just a meow glitch type thing. Meow.
Oh, you know what? I do actually have it cranked for my other audio.
I think you stepped on a cat.
Well, I was. That's the other reason I'm coming in hot, because I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to get a safety net for us, so that next time I forget to go live, I will still have our audio saved, so I can still produce a full beginning to end podcast.
I could tell that just kind of like killed your motivation last week. You're just like, motherfucker. Like you kind of, even though you weren't like ready to go, like as far as like stuff to talk about, you were kind of like, okay. And then you're just like, fuck, man, I got nothing now.
Yeah. Like so, I at least had some, like I said, the whole point of the show is to watch a thing and talk about the thing. So even as like frustrated as I was, I still at least had a thing to talk about. And then,
Well, I got lots of shit to talk about. I'm sure I'll get
all right.
Going.
All right.
A lot of it was, a lot of it is going to be, it's mostly directed at you and the editor, because I've kind of already formed opinions about it. And
okay.
I will say this, and after rewatching it, I'm less mad. It's hands down. Oh, me too. What are you drinking? Me too.
Oh, Coke Zero.
Oh, Jameson and Lilac Dr. Pepper.
Jameson and Clank.
Mm-hmm. Band name, I call it. generally speaking, I liked, most of this season. The fucking, honestly, one episode, like, where the first two seasons had good parts and bad parts kind of in every episode. There wasn't one episode that was just like, oh, it's so good. I literally, you know, maybe there was one, if we go back when we were doing our kind of hate watch and stuff, maybe I'll be like, man, no, I really like this episode, having all three seasons, you know, episode, you know, just, I'm not, this means nothing, but episode four of season one was really, really good to me because of blank.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of anything like that. I could definitely think of stuff in every, you know, there were the first four episodes, you know, while there was things to complain about, it was minor and it was just kind of like, I don't want to say nitpicky because, you know, some of it was nitpicky. Some of it was bigger than nitpicky. But it's the same things. It's too subtle, or it's just fucking trying to fire hose you, you know, with oatmeal. It's like, it's just too much. And I wish they could decide either, even if they just lived in one place, either, you know, we're going to hit our audience over the heads because you guys are, you know, autistic and weird, or we're going to, you know, try to be subtle and hope you catch it. I think that he has missed the mark a lot of times on both ends. The things that he should have been subtle about, he's like, hey, look at this. And the things that he should have been more kind of hit you over the head about, it's like when he tries to be too fucking cute. You know, you shouldn't have to watch a bunch of content creators like John or Lauren who are really, really dialed in and really do the deep dives on stuff to figure shit out, you know. Even yeah. You need me, who's like, I've read it a lot, but I'm certainly not like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. It's like, fuck, I don't have time for that shit. You know, I'm going by my knowledge and stuff I've recently read for the most part. So,
well, and I was kind of looking at some stuff, an idea of something I might want to talk about. And I didn't realize how much the ratings are going up from season one to season three finale. And I forget that, like, our heads, I mean, we are like a human centipede of thank the light knowledge. Like, we all just have our head up the next guy's ass, you know, and circle. And like, we have to remember that, like, 90% of the audience, I shouldn't say 90, more than 90% have probably read the books, but a huge chunk haven't read the books. Even people who have
that much, I don't know. I feel like a lot of those book people have checked out.
Well, in general, I'm just saying that the majority of the audience, A, probably hasn't read the books, doesn't know who the fuck Rafe Judkins is, and never will, which is fine. I mean, how many shows have you watched, and you don't give a fuck who the showrunner is, you know?
Yeah,
especially
if it's good. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Great. You're like an offensive lineman. I shouldn't have to know your name.
Yeah, totally.
If you do your job well, I don't know who you are.
And I'm still like, with the ratings going up, if that's true, like, you know, maybe the ratings are going up because, you know, only people who still like it are watching it. So it's just, you know, less people are watching it, but the majority of them like it. So it could be false advertising. But like, it was just kind of like, well, there might be something here, especially for a bunch of people that don't care about all the shit that we care about and are just happy that there's a fan. They're like, you know what? Game of Thrones is done. I need something. Hey, this is pretty good.
Game of Thrones isn't done. House of Dragon. Which I'm really just not fucking interested in at all. I
like it, but like again, it's the same kind of show. Like it only comes around, 8 episodes show up every 16 months. Don't ask me who anyone is or what fucking house they come from. You know, like I watch those episodes like sitcoms. Like I cannot fucking remember all this shit to keep it put together. And
you're not like that kind of a the TV you watch usually. It's not really like that, right?
No.
You are a sitcom TV guy, and wow, there is a big part of me that is also that. I get jacked up over like Last of Us, man. That Last of Us, it makes me want to. I haven't played the game. I started playing the game. I rewatched the, you know, the whole first season this last weekend. I think I had COVID this last weekend, dude.
Oh, gross.
I was fucking, I had to call out. I mean, I went to work and they sent me home on 420, which I don't remember the last time I didn't work on 420. Came home and I basically slept for three, you know, I slept for 2 days and then I came home and slept again. And then, yeah, sucked.
Justin had the brown bottle flu.
I fucking wish. I know how to fix that. Go get another fucking bottle.
420, bitch.
Yeah.
But you want to know what I do? So before this week totally fell apart and I couldn't do anything to prepare. I was like, you know what? I wish I could watch a lot of it, but I know I'm not going to be able to watch a lot of it. So I'm going to watch all three season finales. That's going to be my plan.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to do it, but I did start the season one finale, and like just 20 minutes in, I'm like, I really fucking like this show. Like, you okay. know, like it's
see, and that's why I'm looking forward to rewatching them all with you. And just, you know, like I said, it doesn't have to be a hate watch. I just want to do like kind of live reaction. Like, that's dumb. Oh, that's great. You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, cause there's sometimes like, you know, you can riff on something that is a little silly. That's not that silly and just really fucking crack up about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll hate. We'll do a hate love. We'll do a sandwich. We'll call it our sandwich watch. We'll put some hate in between two loaves, two slices of love, or maybe the other way around. Maybe we'll put some love inside.
Well, like
two
I said,
slices of hate.
One of the things I was kind of talking to, I was talking to Alex about the like, look, dude, he was just like, you know, the fact that people have such a hard time disagreeing with stuff, you know, they'll disagree with it. And then they'll like hear someone be like, no, you should be okay for this. And it's like, if you want to, like, if they make a good argument and, you know, you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense, then great. But like, people get swayed off of being kind of pissed off at some of the decisions. And I don't understand the lack of like, stick-to-itiveness when people have an opinion about it. It's like, if you try to go online and talk, not badly about the show, but in a dissenting way, like there are a lot of people who fucking come at you. And yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm surprised that, to be honest, like some of the things that I've been saying, especially recently towards the end of the season, that people haven't come at me a little bit more. Obviously I'm very diplomatic about how I word things, but people will really jump on you if they think that, you know, don't defend the colorism thing. And it's like, well, you know, it's a very diverse cast. People are like, well, there's no like people, heroes in the light that are dark skinned. And I'm like, I mean, Perrin, Alana, Kirin Sedai that died in the first season. You know, Loghain's not exactly a white guy. He's pretty swarthy. I mean, yeah, it's like there are, you know,
Land.
There are plenty of, Lance, you know, is he not dark enough for you? I mean, you know, okay. Like if you have to say, it's like, say black. Don't say color, because there is plenty of good guys represented that are not white.
Yeah.
I don't care what you want to say. And like, I get it that Hollywood in general has that problem sometimes. And some of the more brutal deaths have been darker skinned characters.
Hey, Justin,
in the show.
Hey, Justin, Jews don't count as diversity.
Oh, okay. They might have something to say about that. They might disagree with you. Like a whole fucking lot. Yeah. Just saying, you know, just saying.
I love all of you. White.
Look,
white.
I am Austrian. Okay, so just I don't know what that means. Bro. I have no idea what that means. I'm an idiot. What other words should be offended by, Justin? Stop saying countries. I'm not even drunk, Des. I've been off since work since 4:30, and I've had two small shots of liquor. This is my third. Which
Justin,
me, you know,
Justin is a
daddy's cutting down.
Justin is a two-car garage away from being white trash.
No, I'm not. I'm already there. I live in a double wide.
That's true.
Excuse me, a manufactured home that I love. It's perfect. It's everything I want.
And you own it, right? Like, you own it? Like, that's...
Well, I mean, not yet, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were able.
I still got
to
pay for that, bitch. I didn't buy it outright. What the fuck?
Just bought and paid for.
Like Malcolm in the Middle, do you think we're rich? No. We owned the RV outright that we lived in for like three
That's
years,
right.
Which fucking sucked my ball sack. I mean, it's fine, but you know, this is the house. And it's,
what'd you get for that? Do you get your money back for that RV?
Damn near.
Oh, nice.
After living it for 3 years, we got 36 and we paid 54.
Congrats. That's
so
good.
Not for a bad deal. Especially with, there were some things that were starting to go wrong on it, but didn't matter.
Nice.
Motherfucker handed me 36 grand in cash. I was like,
woo.
I told you I carried it around for most of the summer while we were not having a place to live because I couldn't use my bank because there wasn't one here.
Just had a shoebox full of 30.
Dude, no, I had a fucking bank envelope full of 35 grand, and we were going from fucking dirtbag motel to dirtbag motel.
Oh.
Like, dude, I fucking had like a money belt. I was just fucking, that was like, It was so terrifying. I thought we were going to get, you know, and then we would just be fucked.
Justin's just so like, I can't believe I can't carry anymore. Like, Jesus Christ.
I did get a pistol and I do carry again.
There you go.
All right. I got my rights back just for, it's legal. It's not illegal. So I went to the store, I bought a pistol.
Justin has paid his dues, people. So tell
me. It looks like we're not going to get the editor. So
tell me. We do have a good little, like, we're kind of going up and down. Like, people are popping their heads in and looking at us. So let's say something exciting to keep their attention.
The White Cloaks, they were doing some retreats for us and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
you were on White Cloaks again, right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. I was on with Alex and we had a good conversation just about the season in general. It was a really good I was on with him for like 2 hours. Dane popped in, Prophet of the Dragon popped in. I had never really talked to him before. That was that video I sent you. He has that thing at the beginning where it says, you know, Trolloc Lives Matter, and he's got the red wig. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't.
You should watch it, because his intro, like right after his intro, he's like, does this little, like, it's like a fake, you know, like the arms of an angel kind of commercial. It's like Trolloc's Lives Matter. And then he jumps on and he goes, I'm Randy Judkins or Jenkins or whatever. And he's got this like horrible, like Rick and Morty, like clown red wig and beard. He's just like pretending to be Rafe Judkins doing like what do you want to call it? Like a public service announcement.
Oh, that is
Trolloc Lives Matter. So he's pretty funny cat. He came in and we had a lot of people who, that were in from before when we were in, and they're cool. You know, very welcoming, very good dudes. A bunch of people that showed up last week on the stream was them too. So, you know, appreciate the support from that.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we've waited long enough for the editor. I got a few notes, like just going through, you know,
what did you rewatch? Did you just rewatch the finale, or?
I rewatched the finale. I've rewatched a couple of episodes here and there, and then I was watching, like, I watched Lauren's like review, like quick review videos, and I watched the White Cloaks videos just so I could pick up on some positives and some negatives. Lauren's pretty good about it too. Just kind of as a quick reminder of things. I'm sure I will miss so many, but just some of the things, like episode one, right? Just start there. The cold open's great. A lot of the lore is good. You do have some things that are just, but they're very minor. Like, you know, like Alana getting, Leandrin getting stabbed double time and literally about to just get like cut into two, and then they stop it. And there's Aes Sedai right there. Like, that's where, you know, you get into the Alana stuff later on with her getting just pincushioned like fucking four different times. You know, the plot armor in this show is terrible. And it's shown it to be terrible on many occasions. It's fucking really annoying. I get it, but you know, have her catch one just under the breastbone where it's hitting the, you know, and she's going to bleed out slowly, like kind of like the last one. But if you're going to do that, you can't have another character get staked the exact same way in the front and then die immediately. Yeah. That's my problem with the first part, you know. Fucking dude gets staked right after with one sword after she gets fucking shish kebabbed with two, and it's like he dies like immediately. You can see the fucking life go out of his eyes. Bleh. And it's just like, those are the type of things that, like, I think that if people are leaning into that being colorism, calm down. That's a bad showrunner. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bad decision in the fucking, you know, in the writing room. And that's one of those things that you could have fixed in a lot of ways. And what the fuck? You know,
were you the one that sent me the video about Brandon Sanderson talking about how they're not writing a whole season? Like, Rafe is...
No, I think that was Jeremy, and I didn't actually have a chance to watch it.
It was absolutely just like, oh, this is exactly what's wrong with the show. And Brandon Sanderson, I don't know when it was. I feel like it was even before season three. He's just like, my problem right now with the show is that they're not creating a season arc and then writing episodes based on that. He's sending people off to write episodes and then making sure that his major plot points get put into those stories. And so that's why it can seem a little disjointed and unstable sometimes, because
so what you're saying is Brandon Sanderson is also now making excuses for Rafe Judkins.
I don't know when this was. I feel like he was not making excuses. He was saying, this is what's wrong with the show.
This is like, the problem. Because I remember he came out about the bedstick, you know, Ash and Dari last season that Matt made and was just kind of, I think that's when he really was just like, I don't want to be involved in this anymore.
You're not even trying anymore.
Yeah. When I'm like, and like, there, like, where there are so many like small things that are so money, like that are really, really good that, like, you know, I can literally look at it as a book person who is, I'm more forgivable than a lot of the quote unquote book clubs for sure. I can reach for reasons why it makes sense and stuff like that. Or especially with stuff that happens off screen. Like I'm okay.
And you're one of the, you're one of those people that's kind of happy to see some new shit. Like I've read the books. Like,
yeah. If it makes sense, and it's good.
Yeah.
Let's go. Right. Yeah. I mean, like even in something that, you know, you've seen and maybe you don't read, never mind. But like, you know, the story, sorry. Low blow, brother. Low blow.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
But like, you know, it's something, maybe it's a story, you know, and then, you know, you get a reboot or something and they change a few things or maybe they add something to it that was maybe implied or off screen. As long as it lands and it's good. Great. Right. I mean, it's like, if it's good, it's not going to be a problem. So why is it a problem?
And in character, like you have enough information in the books to write a new scene in character. Yeah. Like you've got all the information you need.
You've got all of the information, man.
I get the sense that Rafe Judkins read the books once and was like, that's pretty good. I like that. And then this job came along and like all of a sudden he was the number one fan.
It's like I said, like last week, and I said this on the White Cloak show. It's like, I don't know if I did or not, but it's like, I really do feel like it's like an ode to my mommy, kind of. It's like, it is, you know, thank God my mom still loved me after I told her I was gay. And so I'm going to make this in a way that I want to for her. Like, it's like, it almost seems like a love letter to his mom or something. Because, and not all the time, but in certain ways, you're just like, like the inspiration and the drive behind writing this scene is blank, is what? Like a Mad Lib, like, please tell me. And I know that he's not just like unilateral and doing all of it, but he is the showrunner. And so, you know, even in a writing room, especially if you have a newer, younger writer, something like that, they want to please the showrunner. So they're going to do that, right? It makes sense. You want to please your boss.
Yeah.
So if he likes a lot of
kind of scene, I'm going to write more of them.
Yeah. Even like after the thing, like the Sierra Coveney thing and singing, you know, the tits of Tanchico and all that, like that was great. Like I loved it. And I think that her character is infinitely more interesting already in the show than she has been in the books. Like she has some great stuff in the books, but by and large, Elaine makes me want to fucking, you know, drink some heroin tea when she's in the book, you know, I'm just like, okay, I can nap this out, fill me in later. You know, even though she does some great stuff, like totally, you know, I already am so much more intrigued with her and she's such a fun character. I mean, she fucking rich kid makes her own liquor. Don't give no shit. Yeah. You know, and so that's great for me. Like I said, the lore is good for a season. The stabbing is too much. Them like being in the pub, while funny, I feel a lot of their like funny moments throughout the whole season. And just an example of one in the first episode is them being in the pub and you've got your dragon head up your dragon ass. I'm tooting the sheep bladder. And you know, it's like, I get it. But and I hate to say in the books because that's such a fucking trope. It's like a bad word now.
Yeah. But
like the whole thing about the dragon is that everybody's kind of looking for you and wants to kill you or whatever. And even though this is at the very beginning, like you said, does people not know? There's a picture of him from Falm fighting Ishmael in the sky. There's a picture of Matt blowing the horn. Who saw these? Like, obviously word of mouth has come along and way enough to where you know what's going on and you can't just be like, and like the throwaway line of parent, like, oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Like, at first it's funny. And then when you really think about it, you're like, that's dumb as fuck. Because Perrin going, oh, that was you, is not going to cover up someone who's really paying attention and looking for you guys and who already has your description. And you also match those fucking drawings. That's as good as a wanted poster in this world.
Yeah.
You know? Wanted for horse theft.
Sorry, I just realized my coffin. I couldn't hear my notifications going nuts with my headphones on. So sorry. What? Sorry, everyone out there who's listening to this in the past.
What notifications? Oh, you had some people join or what?
My wife is having a conversation with some friends. Like, we'll late at night, we'll just fuck with each other and send texts back and forth. And so she's having fun doing that right now. So I'm just getting
blasted. Meme drops. Take me out of the group text, baby. I'm recording.
Totally. And I just realized I have no idea how to mute my texts on my laptop. So it's just, all right.
I didn't. And if it's any consolation, I heard fucking a whole lot of nothing. So
okay, that helps a lot. If you're not hearing anything, then it's probably not getting picked up. I might be going back a few paragraphs now, but like, and that says a lot that, like, you know, whoever wrote that first episode is probably good at banter and does that well. And then you get to, you know, episode 3 or 4 and that person's writing style caters to something else. And so you lose all of that great conversation between the Two Rivers folk. And so that's again why it just kind of seems uneven. It's like, you know, you need to, you know, I realize you need a lot of writers, but if you have the showrunner who's creating the whole arc, and you make sure you have everyone in the room, like, and I don't know, maybe he does. Like I said, I don't want to pretend like I know.
Maybe allow notes at the table read.
I'm just going to assume that Brandon Sanderson knows more than I do, so I'm kind of commenting on what he was saying, like. You know, yeah, you get the overarching, and then yeah, you need multiple. I don't know. I imagined this being like, yeah, there's a handful of writers, and yeah, certain writers get credit. Like I think this is how it works in Hollywood. Like all the writers are kind of involved in like punching up a script, but the guy, you know, they basically like almost share writing credits. Like, you know what? You get paid more when you're the official writer of an episode. So we'll just decide who's going to get the writing credit for each episode. But then we're all going to sit in and make sure that these all of our voices are kind of in these scripts so that it will create, you know, some continuity in it. And it really does feel like it just has like a whiteboard and he's like, this is where our heroes are going. I'll see you guys in a week. I can't hear you.
I said, throw some darts. What do you think?
Yeah, totally. And then they're so like, you know, this show takes so fucking long to produce, but then once they're producing it, it's like, all right, fuckers, you're on the clock and this is your budget. So figure it out. So they, you know, you'd think like in 2 fucking years, they could figure this out, but they don't have 2 years. Like they sit around forever. They go do other things because these people need a fucking job. And then Amazon's like, oh, we're going to do another season. Writers, you've got 3 weeks. And then pre-production, you've got 2 months. And then we're going to Africa. So figure it out.
Right. Parker. Because, you know, you haven't heard any kind of like a renewal thing or anything like that. So if they do decide to renew it in like 2 months and it's like, I would assume as a showrunner, you have at least some fucking notes about where the, well, and I would say that is one thing that I will be kind of confident in Rafe about. It's like, he has obviously had a fucking, you know, it's like Brandon Sanderson, maybe not an arc that he would agree with, but it's an arc that he wants to do. And he's not coming off of it. You know, I think he's had to make adjustments and whatnot, but he's definitely, you can only say that he's got his story and he's fucking sticking to it because some of the stuff doesn't make sense.
Well, and I'm very naive about Hollywood. Like I always imagine if you're part of a show, you're always kind of thinking about it, you know, like you're at home during the off season and you're like, oh, that'd be really cool if Rand did that. And then you go to your computer and you write a quick little paragraph. But like, you know, as the strike just showed us, like, you know, this is a fucking job. Like, and if you're not on the clock getting paid, you're not thinking about the Wheel of Time at all. And which I understand it, you know, from an eyepiece thing, but that's where the showrunner should stand out. That's where Rafe, it's like, no, no, you're the showrunner. You're fucking on the clock 24/7. You need to be thinking about this constantly and how it can evolve and change and go with the flow of what's happening. But yeah, but like we were saying, like, yeah, there's all these writers are off doing other shit. And then all of a sudden Amazon's going to be like, hey, we're going to start shooting season 4 in 3 months. And then they hope that some of these writers are still available and some of them won't be. And then it gets even more uneven because now you have even writers who weren't here for the first 3 season trying to work on episode 4. And no wonder it's going to be a little bumpy.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, they, and I'm not making excuses. They've had to deal with, you know, a loss of an actor. Lots of shows do that. COVID was definitely a thing. There was other shows that got made. I think Last of Us happened during COVID, so shut the fuck up. Granted, Last of Us doesn't have a ton of CGI stuff, but it's got enough. And they have
the Blacklist show. The show, The Blacklist. They did an animate. They finished one of their episodes with animation, like a show, a serial drama show was just like, we're going to figure this out. And they fucking animated the second, the end of their season finale. So there's a way to do it. God, yeah, this, I mean, such a fucking good animated show. Like,
yeah, if it was done well, it could just be kick-ass, like, you know, the magic. I mean, and that's one of the things, like, some people really hate on the magic in the show, and, like, I don't. I think it looks pretty good for the most part. The physics of it are good. I don't necessarily need Alana doing, you know, front flips, you know, down the street. But I'm also not mad at that. But one of the things I heard someone say is that, oh, you know, that's, like, maybe a nod to her Bollywood acting. It's like, fuck you. I don't want a nod to her Bollywood acting. Great.
Yeah.
Check out her IMDb. This is the fucking Wheel of Time. I don't care. And that's what's upsetting. Those are the things that he does. It's like, I heard him talking about the Sierra Company one. Yeah, let's hope so, William. Thanks for showing up. It's hey, Jonathan. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
I appreciate you. But I think, like, animated would be good. But, you know, all the little cute things that he did are things that took time to set up, took screen time, and while they might have been like a stop it. Don't sit after this episode, after, I think it was the episode after episode 4, which is epic as fuck. It's like one of the best episodes of this entire 3 seasons. And there were still things wrong with it. That being said, you're going to follow that up with an episode that's fun, or I guess not follow it up with the next episode in Tanchico is super fun.
Yeah.
But don't tell me the reason why you wrote a large part of that episode is because Sierra Coveney sang at a cast party, dude. Like, that's stupid. That is the most fucking, like, narcissistic Broadway shit ever. And I fucking hate it. And it made me not like the song and that part of it, because it's just, while they made it okay and did well, it's obviously something that they had to force in like a fucking square peg in a round hole. And while it came out okay, why?
Yeah.
Spend that time on the Tanchico storyline and the things that happened there. There's a lot. There's plenty. You know, and it just, those are the things that while even if I didn't hate them, the reasoning behind them and the screen time that they take up is annoying as fuck.
Yeah. If you were trying to expand a trilogy, if you were trying to expand a trilogy into 6 seasons, then yeah, you need shit like that to, like, to fill some time and add some flavor and figure it out. But
yeah,
you don't need, like, all the actors, you're great, but you are fucking pawns in a story that was written 30 fucking years ago. So whatever you did last week doesn't matter.
Well, I think inconsistencies too, right? Like, there's so many things that are inconsistent from one episode to the next. You're in Tarvalin in the streets and there's people around, and then the battle is going on, you know, right before that. And then the next day, like, there's still no one around hanging out, and you had this big fight. Like, when Lan and Moraine are coming to the tower, there's people in the streets. And I get it that later they're on the tower grounds, but there's just 4 people out there. No one else is around. There's no warders. There's no stablemen, servants. Everybody's just like, oh shit, the bitches are channeling. Better go fucking hide. Like, you don't see anybody even running to hide. Like, those are the things that, like, continuity wise, like, you know me, I am a total fucking homo for continuity. Like, even at my stoned dumbass, I will be playing a video game and be like, fuck was that? He had a white glove on. Why didn't they fix that?
Or yeah,
whatever, you know, stupid stuff. And the fact that they're just like, that's fine. No, yeah. It's not fine. This is a problem. It's a fantasy show, but it's not a fantasy that you fucked up and that guy had a Walkman or some shit.
Sorry, I was just looking at I just want to see what some of these writers, some of the other things that they've written. Just to see
while you're doing that, I'm gonna just run through like episode awesome. 2 because like I just realized that we're 36 awesome. Minutes in and we're first episode still kind of like so second episode, a lot of great things, right? The drawings, the cards. The gray man, the bubbles of evil, were pretty cool. It made sense after the fact that, you know, Lan and Moraine are just kind of sitting out there staring at each other when it was, you know, you figure out later that it's a setup with Lan Fear. Like that was okay. That landed okay. But also fuck you, Moraine. If that was something that was implied in the books, I missed it. I'm not mad at it having a reason behind the bubbles of evil, but also later on, the bubbles of evil are just that. They're not manufactured by anybody. They just happen. And while they can be a little corny, they are very scary and they were done well, but I'm not sure I love that it was like a collab between the two main ladies in the show. It was just like, it's almost like a couple of girls like fighting over Rand or something. And then the fact that Lan, I don't know about you, but you know, if my person that I love is, you know, screaming, I'm not going to just stand there and stare at my boss. Like I'm going to go fucking find out what's happening with my sword real quick. But like, you know, Matt not having to like fight the cards, but you get some Heroes of the Horn on the cards. Those are cool nods. Also, I'm sick of fucking Easter eggs, dude. Do something with these things that matter.
Yeah. 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 Sorry, I was just looking at, okay, there is some writer. I was thinking that, holy shit, I think that they've recast the entire writing room for every season. not quite. There are way too many fucking writers on this show, and that's another thing that I'm sure COVID is part
of. Right. And I mean, it's
and,
just,
and
you know,
part of it is also Amazon.
So like maybe yeah. people to work on another show.
They have to.
And they're like, this show's way better, so fuck off.
Yeah, like, hey,
or maybe they just like the source material better, or the story, or whatever they're doing. Maybe they're not; they don't like fantasy, you know. But they're a really good writer, you know. Well, it's like, all that shit matters, right?
It's well, and it's almost guaranteed that any other show, if it's going to be a regular gig, is going to be more than 8 episodes a season, more than 1 season every 2 years. You know, it's just like yeah, the only people that have more than 8 story credits are Robert Jordan and Rafe Judkins. Those are the only people that have writing credits on more than 8 episodes. So that's...
And Rafe Judkins kind of gets credit for one good episode where he pretty much just plagiarized the book and fucked some stuff up.
Like, if you're a staff writer, if you're a staff writer, you need to be on more than 8 episodes. Like, those are the people that are in the room for every, you know, okay, you go write your story and then come tell me what you have and then I'll make it make sense.
Even if you're on the conference call as a fucking consultant after yeah. everything's done and touching stuff up, I completely agree. I think that those kind of things, you know, checks and balances and everything, but especially something like this, you know, the power levels as well.
Thank you, William. I don't know that I agree, but I love your passion.
Don't talk about Rafe's mom like that, first of all. You're gonna get us fucking canceled, brother.
Oh my god, I want to see a picture of Rafe's mom. I bet she has the strongest cheekbones you've ever seen.
She's dead, Desmond.
Shut up. Sorry.
No, I don't know that. I don't know. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. I have no
idea. Sorry, Ms. Judikins.
Ms. Randy Jadkins will donate to Trolloc Lives Matter profit. Where do I send the money? So you know, really the first two episodes, not a ton to hate on. You know, small things, right? You know, Alana, we're coming. Like, that's dumb as fuck. But
yeah,
you know, those are the things that it's just like they will do some things like really great, and then they will drop the ball so hard on those. And I'm just like, did no one see this and go, nah, that seems corny? Not one person. You gotta cut stuff out all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Zero reason for that. Have them run up to the door and look at it and then cut. And then it blows up. Who cares how they live? Those are the things I don't care about. I care about them being these badass warriors, and they're just go knocking, like, you know, their teenage daughter locked them out of their room and I hate you, dad. Like, like, you know, the fantasy is the part is how they live. Who gives a shit? They're warders. They have, you know, whatever. The fact that they don't, you know, have no better idea to get through a fucking door than to just knock on it is astounding. Or absurd, actually, is the word I'm probably looking for.
Absurd.
Absurd. Yeah. That is absurd.
It's not silly. It's absurd.
It's absolutely absurd.
Thank you, sir.
You get Rima back in the tower, but she gets one line. You don't get to figure out how she got away from the Shan-Chan. I'd like to know that. You know what I'd like to know more than that Elaine and Nynaeve can daydrink really good is that, you know, how did she get back there? It won't take that long. Maybe a 10-second conversation. Oh, I'm so glad you're back. Yeah, it was really hard to get out of there, but I had some help from fucking ding dong diddly dickhead, and they got me free. You know, like, I just give us something, hey, dude. Like, the things that they waste time on make me want to shoot myself in the face, because of stuff that they could throw other little, all their cute little jokes and stuff. You could throw a couple lines in to get exposition instead of flashcarding people constantly and actually build the story in a better way. Oh yeah, before the Shan-Chan took off, they fucking had to release a bunch of us because they couldn't take us on the boats.
Justin,
I don't care.
Justin, what? I have some problems with this show, but don't you dare point fingers at Ding Dong Diddly Dickhead. Okay.
He did nothing wrong.
He is at the all. Star of this show. And I hope we get a spinoff.
He's played by the actor Ned Flanders. When is Ding Dong Diddly Dis, neighbor?
Well, Ding Dong Diddly Dickheads.
How funny would that have been?
Dude, and you just
reminded Homer, why are you being such a Ding Dong Diddly Dickhead today?
and that's what you know, the finale, and the finale was two episodes. It was episode 7 and episode 8 was so uneven. Like, I had totally forgot. Like, when you mentioned the Bubbles of Evil, I was like, oh yeah, that was fucking great. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's great, right? A lot of it is great until Perrin gets staked with a fucking axe going 30 miles an hour. Physics says no. I don't care how heavily muscled your chest is, bud. It's going to cleave some fucking bone unless that is the dullest axe on the planet. And then it's going to break your fucking ribs.
Yeah.
Stop. He doesn't even get healed after that.
I don't like... I'm trying not to hate on it because I like so many things about the character. But I'm not liking the choice of the gruff whisper for Perrin. I mean, it's as good a choice as any. Like, he's a big, soft guy, and I get that, but like, there's gotta be, I mean, it's like, is this your Batman voice? Like, what are you driving for? I know I'm like looking for more things to hate about this show, and I hate that about myself, but I've been holding on to it all. See, maybe Rafe will talk him out of it by the end of the season. And like, let's
no, that is a directing choice for Perrin. 100%. They talk about how Perrin, he speaks slowly. He tries to not raise his voice because he's so big. He doesn't want to freak people out. I don't have that fucking problem, apparently. I guess I'm not big enough. Pretty sure.
You're right. You're right, William. I I think a lot of people do. Like, I think Rand does it a little bit. Like,
that's what Williams just says. Land and Rand whisper talk too. It's
It's kind of all of the men are like, and this is me really stretching, but there's obviously something going on here. But like, you know, with a female forward show, maybe a lot of loud, angry male voices are not what Rafe wants for all of these females to play off of. And so maybe they're going for whisper gruff instead of "I am mad, hear me roar." Like,
it is what Rafe Judkins wished his father was: quiet, calm, loving, empathetic, soft spoken.
Around. Like, not going for a pack of Marlboros for 18 years.
I don't know, my dad went for cigarettes and never came back. Well, like I said, so I get it in parents.
That's why I'm gay. That's why I'm gay, by the way.
Yeah, because my dad liked Marlboros.
My dad went for, he smoked cool.
Jesus Christ.
That's where menthol is. Quit smoking those menthols.
Yeah, they're bad for you. Great. More colorism. Parents black, smoking menthols.
You'll leave your family. And oh God, I didn't even think about that. I wasn't even trying to make a Jesus.
Rand could be more than a little Stradowski could be more than a little Jewish. You want to keep going? Jesus. Thanks.
Stop naming real people, Desmond. Oh my God. My wife today. Holy shit. All right. Sorry, everyone. Story time. We haven't done story time in a long time, but this is a fresh one.
I've been going off
the platter. My wife has a new dentist. She went to the dentist today. She went for her checkup a couple of weeks ago. She was getting a procedure done today. And she's like, every time I go to get a new fucking dentist, she's like, we got to go through this whole rigmarole about how small my mouth is. And every dentist complains about it. And they can't. It's hard to get in there.
You have giant teeth and a tiny jawline.
And so this male dentist goes, wow, you have a small mouth. Tell your husband that it's scientifically accurate. And Kelly just goes, whoa. And so Kelly is like borderline age.
Wait, what?
Kelly
said,
is like,
just repeat that line that he said, what?
You have a small mouth. You can tell your husband it's a medical problem and not a personal issue.
Okay. So I thought he was like implying that you had a small wiener or something like that. I didn't get it at first. He's like, it's okay if she doesn't want to give you head.
Yeah, the reason my wife can't, my dentist told my wife the reason she can't deep throat me is a medical issue and not an effort problem. So my wife, she's like borderline HR at her office. Like, she's not, she's like,
you're like, boy, that's pushing a boundary.
So she was like, hey, I really like you guys. I like this new dentist, but I she's like, can I talk to you in private? And she told that. He goes, Oh my God. I honestly wasn't even thinking that. He's like, I was thinking about like, oh, you got a big mouth, like talking back.
He's like, I feel like that's backtracking a little bit. I mean, I'd have to see the context, but oh wow.
She was there in real time, and so I trust that they both and his reaction, but like, oh my God.
That's pretty fantastic. Like, no, he's like immediately. I can just actually see the horrified look on the dentist's face. He's like, oh God, now you think I'm like one of those people that like puts people to sleep and like diddles him and shit. He's like,
well,
oh,
that's what I think she even said that
my career just died.
Yeah, I think she even said something to him. She's like, I'm fine. And she's like, I like to joke around. I can take a joke, but that could make someone feel very unsafe while you have needles and a gas.
I was gonna stick you with this needle real quick. Don't worry about what it does.
By the way, you have a small mouth.
Good times. I have a small penis. I'll stick it in. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my God, that's pretty fantastic. I could just see that guy going like, oh, my career is just burning. I guess I'll practice dentistry in Costa Rica for the rest of my life.
I guess I will rinse and spit because I'm done.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Hey, I guess we don't have any viewers anymore. Look at that.
No, they got bored.
Just kidding. We got a couple left.
Funny, because my boss was telling me a story today, completely unrelated, but he's like, I don't even know how it came up. And he's like telling us a story about they get a Xanax when they were like 18 and then drink it blacked out. And he woke him and his buddy woke up after one of those nights. He's from like fucking like South Carolina or some shit. So he's pretty.
Stop he's been naming here for a while.
What I'm saying, like, he's like, you know, like us, you know, you're from Billings. I mean, we did redneck shit, right?
Yeah. Totally.
So he's like, you know, we do that and we go to fucking keggers or whatever. And I guess one of the places where one of the kids' parents didn't give a shit and they partied, the next door neighbor was like a biker and had like a garage tattoo studio. So he woke up the next day and he's like, dude, what the fuck is this? What is this? And it's like a three-quarter finished terrible tribal tattoo. And he's like, where are my shoes? And then Tate's like, is like, dude, you gave him your new Jordans for that shit tattoo. And then dude came up to him like 5 years later because he's like the neighbor. He's like, bring him and finish that tattoo. I mean, you did give me the Jordans. He's like, no, fuck no, never. Give me some money so I go get it covered up, you psychopath.
I wouldn't trust you to put a swoosh on my left arm. Yeah.
I really like my boss. Like, he's younger than me, but like he's a lot like me. Very, very good dude. Good boss.
Where's he from? He's from South Carolina.
I south or north. I don't know. I can't remember, but it's like it's pretty podunky, you know.
Yeah.
Close enough to go to Myrtle Beach, but not living there.
I think my brother lives in Kentucky. Like ever since Tim
thought he lived in Texas.
No, he that was a long, long time ago. But ever since he moved east of the Mississippi, like, and me and my big sister are both terrible. We're like, is it one of the Carolinas? Is it but I think it is Kentucky. Now that I say it out loud, I'm pretty sure Tim's in Kentucky. Hi, Tim.
It's one of those nope, not gonna say that. Nope. I'm gonna stop.
It's one of those places where you take a Xanax and you wake up the next morning and something hurts.
All I know is I went to the dentist to get a cavity filled and I woke up and my butt was bleeding.
So, all right, I'm going to cut you off a little bit. We're not going to go through every episode today.
No.
What? This is for you. This is for anyone listening now. This is for anyone listening in the future. What is this show, Justin? What are we going to, what is Thank the Light? While we're still
our show,
because we don't know what Wheel of Time is. So as long as the Wheel of Time doesn't know what it is, then we don't know what Thank the Light is either. So what is going to keep our lights on? I know we'll probably do some rewatches, but like do we definitely want to do a hate watch? Do we want to do like a long, like almost like double commentary? Like we'll watch it together and like pause it and really, like, just go super duper deep on it? Do we want to just fuck it and just go like super books and like one chapter at a time, deep dive on the books? Like, what are we doing? And I'm talking to you people out there too. If you have any ideas, hit us up at thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Oh, here we go. We got one vote for the hate watch. Yeah. So I like that.
Okay. So Desmond, I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to, this is for comedic purposes only, just bear with me. Glug, 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 glug. I'm pouring a shot. Because I'm going to think about this, because I got some ideas. I hope you're fucking ready.
I got my notebook. Okay, my notebook. Pen and paper.
Last little motivation before we go, because I think this is what Rafe Judkins does before he writes his dream journal episodes. All right, I think I'm ready, y'all. I'm going to give one of the most poignant episodes this whole season to my boyfriend and his fake girlfriend. That is one thing I will not forgive about this season. The fact that they gave the Battle of the Two Rivers, you know, everything to Alana and Rafe's boyfriend. And I'm saying Rafe's boyfriend, and it says like, I get it. He's a good actor. He's very pretty.
Who's his boyfriend again?
Maxim. Alana's warder.
Oh.
And does it make a little bit sense now how much they are story forward in the Two Rivers plotline now. And that was Perrin's moment. And they absolutely castrated him from it. And I will never forgive them. It is the biggest ball drop in the whole series, in my opinion. It was one of the things I was looking forward to most. And I want, out of all the things that he's changed that I didn't like, whatever, I've forgiven, I've been patient, I want to punch him in the face about how much he's fucking ruined Perrin's plotline this season, especially. Perrin as a character has been fucking butt fucked from day one. And every time I think they're fixing it,
not in a good way, people, not in a good way,
not in a, like your wife's pegging you in the Caribbean kind of way. Fun. It's the bad way. Yeah. And I really thought he was starting to come along. And while, like, you know, when he shows back up, his homecoming's a little corny. The fact that Alana and him are already there and kind of like, it steals his thunder immediately. The fact that people don't even really give a shit that the Aiel or an Ogier are with them. They're just kind of like, yeah, that's my Sedai the other day. Whatever. White cloaks too. Trollocs. Meh, whatever. It was just fumbled. And I feel like it was fumbled because he wanted to give his guy this moment. That was one of the reasons why I thought that possibly they got news that it wasn't looking good for a renewal. And maybe they were just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want because we might not get anyway. That being said, yes, hate watch. I think quick hate watch, anybody we can get on.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremy, hopefully he'll come on. Any of the White Cloaks boys, fucking any fucking listeners, fuck, show up in the chat. Look, you really want to come and you're on fucking Twitter? Hit us up with an email, dude. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want all the voices, man. It's fun. This is fun to me. This is like one of the best times that I have all week. I get to chat with my best friend. And then when we get to meet new people, it's fun, man. I like meeting people and, you know, hearing everybody else's opinions. And it gets my ADHD ass going. After that, I say quick hate watch, right? I say all the way through if you want. We can start with season 3 and go fucking backwards. If we want to go, you know, with the inspiration of episode 4, every step forward is a step back. Start at episode 8, season 3, and go all the way back to the beginning with the hate watch was an idea I had. Instead of just like, okay, we're going to start from episode 1 and go forward.
Yeah.
Start with what's freshest and go back and see if it, I mean, that's just an idea.
Yeah, also, yeah, definitely, definitely. No, I'm definitely thinking about it.
Seeing as how we may not get another episode, you talked about this on one of our first episodes. If you don't want to do 1 minute, let's do 5. But let's.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I can't talk for an hour about 2 minutes of the show or 5 minutes of the show.
It's thanks, time for William.
That. It is we'll not talk. Yet.
William's going thanks. To bed. So
thanks, William, you know what? That was really good timing. You know, Alexa said you should go and thank you for showing up. We appreciate it.
Oh my God. So here's what we could do, Justin.
Please like and review. Leave a comment.
Maybe. So what we could do is do maybe a 5 minute watch. So it doesn't take us 10 years to get through it. But we could.
I would love that. And it could be, you know, maybe it's 3, maybe it's 7.
But either way, is what we do is we keep ourselves to 20 minutes.
Episode?
To talk about. No. A 5 minute. If we do a 5 minute. We watch 5 minutes. We talk about it for 20. But then we do more releases. Like maybe we drop every day this summer. It would take us about 2 hours, give or take.
Like record like 4 or 5 at a time, and then
Like record for 2 hours. On we'll figure out what day it is. I think Thursday is going to get ruined for me at some point in the summer.
I'm honestly work mostly days, so I'm fine now that it's not out every Thursday. Change it to whenever.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Especially if we're going at 8, it doesn't matter.
Because maybe we could do, I think we definitely need to keep doing the live thing. I want to keep the crowd going, we're starting to get more viewers, and stuff like that. I want to keep that party going. So maybe we figure out how to do a 5 minute, do 15 to 20 minutes on every 5 minutes. Because that would be good, because the problem is if we watch the show together, it's going to take 4 hours to get through. Like if we really want to do a deep dive, it's going to take us 4 hours.
We can do that eventually per episode anyway, but for now, I think that's the best place to start.
But with the, like, if we actually just watch 5 minutes and then talk about it for 15 to 20 minutes, like, then we won't miss anything. Like, I'm really starting to get to the point where, like, if we watch a whole episode and talk about it, I totally forget the first 20 minutes of that episode or something like that. And right. And I think we would find some really interesting things to talk about, good and bad, if we did figured out how to do that. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone out there. I'm thinking about it in real time. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would say, and we have enough following and interactions on Twitter. I mean, fuck, man. I'll just bang on people until they come on. I'm going to try to like force my way into another White Cloaks, either stream or video. You know, like people, you know, what's funny, it's a little bit of an aside, but I've been watching the Uber, like, you know, shill videos, like what up and unraveling the pattern, people who are really positive for the show. And like, one of the people I do really like is a dude called Nablus, and he's been doing Wheel of Time content, like probably as long as John or longer. He was doing book stuff long time ago. And he's been one of the most honest, I think, this season. He'll say, yeah, I liked this a lot. And then, I fucking hated this, and piss on me if you want, but this was fucking dumb. He says it very much more professional than that, but, it's nice to find our niche of where we're like satire. I feel like I came off really as a show apologist for the first couple seasons. And I kind of started losing it towards the end of the second season. And I was realistic this season, and I was pleasantly surprised, but there was still some shit that just pissed me the fuck off. So I think that, you know, we can bang on getting some people as guests too. Maybe not always. If it's just me and you, 20 minutes will be fucking nothing. If we get somebody else, we can always go a little bit longer.
Well, if we do, well, that's what I'm saying. I think our 5 minute rewatch.
Yeah.
Just be us.
Okay.
But then we'll do, and that won't be live.
Like when we do a hate rewatch, we like try to get Dane. That guy's funny, man. Like he would be entertaining.
What we'll do though is we'll still do a live episode once a week. So we'll like, we'll basically our 5 minute daily shows will be chum in the water for the big conversation. And we can, and again, we'll figure out a good time. And right now, like, you know, my Fridays are kind of early, so I can't go very late. Like, we'll figure out a day where we can start a little bit earlier, maybe. And then that way we can do 2 hours.
Yeah, if you could do it on a day off. Like, I don't know. My schedule's pretty set right now, I think. It might change in, like, June or something. One of the homies is leaving. I'm hoping to slide my schedule a little bit to all days. But, you know, if we could even do on, like, days off, if it works for you or whatever. I know you got karmic and stuff, but.
Yeah, you know, my schedule is going to change. My schedule is going to change a lot just with summer. And then my schedule is hopefully going to change a lot because I'm going to get a fucking job.
Boring.
I'm super duper excited about this, Justin. Like, I've been kind of like the stuff that we've talked about, I'm like, it's better than nothing. But like, because we've spent so much fucking time on this property, like, I would love to like get the just fuck it. Like, get the magnifying glass out and just,
bro, you're my best friend. I'll get together with you fucking 3 times a week to talk about burning ants. I don't give a shit.
Awesome.
And the fact that you are still interested in this, because I was starting to get bummed. I've got bummed a couple of times. I feel like Desmond's like losing steam because it's not 100% your thing. It's not like the show is like just this most amazing thing. Everything. I will say the show is divisive enough to where you got lots of shit to talk about and you got lots of people with different opinions. And honestly, like, one of the biggest things I've noticed, I got super sidetracked, is like the White Cloaks. I was watching their reviews first season. Like, dude sounds angry in his reviews. He's like, these fucking retards, sick of it already. And like this season, he's like, hey, you know what? Astoundingly not bad.
Nice. There you go. So it is.
Hey, you know, baby steps, man. So, and he even said, he's like, you know, if it gets fucking renewed, oh darn, I have to talk to some people that I enjoy talking to and keep doing this shit. So the fuck,
yeah,
it's gonna be fun, you know.
So
if we could like somehow beg, borrow, or blow Jeremy into coming on to like our live full episode hate watches. Like, we need him because he hasn't seen it And if he watches it for the first time,
we
could just sit back and react to his reactions if we can convince him to do it.
God, I wish I lived closer. I would bribe him.
Just go to his house and set up and be like, just walk through in the background and live your life while we're recording.
Or just like, hey, I'm going to bring you a kick-ass dinner. Like every Thursday night, I'm going to bring dinner and wine for you and your wife.
For 2 months, 8 weeks, I'm going to do dinner and wine. And like, I need like an hour of your time. I'm probably like a couple hours, but you know, we'll absolutely.
The one thing I need, so for like, we'll mold this over for the next week, but whether we do like I'm going to figure out, maybe we chop the episodes up in a way where we can do one episode a week. So maybe it'll be more like 10 minutes an episode. Or maybe, I don't know. I feel like five, like there's so much in this. Like if we really got a magnifying glass out for 5 minutes, like I feel like we could talk.
I think I can't look at this 5 minutes of this show. And like, if I'm really watching it, I'll be like, that rock's fucking dumb. It would be in fucking Two Rivers, lame. Fucking.
So the one thing we need though, Justin, is we need, and I know I say this all the time, and I am the biggest ball dropper with this too. We need regular segments. We need the like not everything. We can have our bullet. We can have our 10 minutes of just whatever the fuck comes up time. But then
nailed one of them. Like we just get a loop of Jeremy just saying,
"Oh yeah, yep,
it sucks. Still sucks."
Yeah.
And it's like, and back to you, Justin. Back to you, Wolf Brothers.
Yeah.
Right there. And it doesn't matter what question we ask. That's a winner right there. I was thinking hot takes with the White Cloaks. If we could even just get them like to answer like one question every Thursday, either Dane or Alex, and just be like, and just fucking dude, go as hard as you want.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. It's like at this point, like I made peace where we're at. I'm not going to offend anybody because my hot takes are not like, I hate black people, or you know, like I don't like that a black person was cast in this role, or you know, like even I was kind of being hard on the, you know, the transgender Sadai last week. Like I don't care that it was a transgender actor. My problem was with the lore. And if you had explained it, like there is a character in the books that is killed earlier, who's a Forsaken, that is brought back as a female in body and channels Sidene because they were a male in their past life channeling Sidene. If you had the time and the wherewithal to somehow set this up even a little bit, it makes it land awesomely, as opposed to just being an Easter egg to fucking kind of fucking make people angry or talk or whatever. I feel like it was a total troll by him. Or, you know, like another thing, I like this actor. Great. Do anything to set it up, bro. Just anything, you know. And that will be my last thing, I guess. You know, I think those are great ideas, Des. I think that we could fucking make years of a show on that, even if we never get another episode. And we're funny. We have fun. I'll never be unhappy about doing that kind of stuff with you. We'll be able to pull people in. Great. The things that make me the maddest, and the things that we will go hardest on in the hate watches, is the things that he did. And like, maybe if he would have got another 3 seasons, it would pay off, or 5 seasons, it would pay off. But the fact that you're doing stuff to be so cute that, like, why is Varen's sister there being ditzy and weird just so that she can get 2 lines of information from Elida about the prisoners? Like, gotta be a better way. You're wasting like 10 minutes of screen time. You're wasting like screen time with this person in the last season. Dumb as fuck. All like dude said, the Leandrin stuff. I mean, it's like a fucking hate crime at this point. And like, it's not poorly done. Kate Fleawood is great on screen. Desmond loves her jawline. Why do we need this?
Do you want to hear this, Justin? If we did 5 minutes at a time,
4 years,
288 episodes.
Let's go.
Let's
go. Do it. We can quit anytime we want.
We can start.
I love it.
We'll do that. That'll be the chum in the water for our live episodes. We'll figure out what days and how we're going to do all this. We'll probably be back next week. Next week's going to be, I just want to make sure that we don't totally drop this ball. So Next Friday we'll be here live. Maybe we can get someone, maybe we can't. Next Thursday, sorry.
Okay.
Just to keep this feed alive and keep it going while Justin and I figure out the details. I've got a 20-year-old who's finishing his sophomore year in college. I got a 9-year-old finishing fourth grade. I've got two vacations coming. So the next 6 to 8 weeks are going to be crazy. Hopefully we'll start this process before that. But by the time, by the time mid-June rolls around, we'll have our format really figured out and we'll, I'm so excited. I'm double excited.
I'll start working on trying to get guests and stuff. And, even if I do those couple of those kids at my work, they like it. They watch it. It's fucking,
I think the five minute episode.
Right.
Yeah. But then we'll figure out, we'll get this to be as big of a party as possible for our weekly live interactions whenever that happens.
Well, and you know me, I'm a research just fucking like idiot. So, you give me 5 minutes of something to just fucking completely dissect.
And you know what? By the time we're done with this in 3 years, the video game will be out. And then we can just start doing live Twitches of the game.
I'm excited about that though, because I don't, even if it was just like a upgraded like remake of the one they made before, I've heard Jeremy even said that he played, it was a really good game. So if it's something like that makes me almost as excited as the TV show.
Yeah. That dude, that game is going to be, I will be your warder or vice versa. Like we'll fucking, I want it to be a hardcore RPG where you could do boring shit. Like I want to just fucking run an inn or something like that. Like, just
yeah,
like,
no, I think that it's, they said it's open world like that. So I think you can.
Yeah.
I hope it's what is it? Like the Star Wars Galaxies was, where it's just like, yeah, you can become an Aes Sedai, but it's going to take you 9 years.
Yeah. Totally.
Like maybe not that hardcore, but like something like that, like
the only way to be an Aes Sedai is you've got to get the virtual reality gear so you can fucking weave with your
hand. That was another thing, is like last episode, the fight between Lanfear and Moraine was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Ran did Tai Chi, so he's obviously the most powerful person in the world, clearly.
Yeah.
Like that's one of those things. Like you can see it all happening. Like they flashed to places all around the world and you can see it. Super duper.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go.
Doing something, not milking a cow and killing someone, that'd be great. No, I know you gotta go, bro. I'm sorry. I told you, don't be. Oh, also, real quick. So I took notes for the editor, and whatnot, and we're like, this is how far we got into them. So these are crossed out. All of this is not. All of this is not.
All right, editor. I will open up the feed and just go to dinner, and you guys can do your thing. Then I'll edit it.
Just keep coming back with popcorn. You guys still going?
Oh, I fucking forgot. Dude, I literally grabbed, Kelly and I went to the movies the other night, and I left my popcorn in the car, and we were getting out of the car, and Cormac was like, do you want this? I was like, oh yeah, I want that, because Justin, I literally said this, because Justin and the editor are going to go off, and this is the only thing I'm going to need to do tonight is just eat my popcorn. I'm so mad I don't have my bag here as a prop. But
he didn't show up, so I guess it's a good thing that he didn't,
That's all right. That's all right. We got 288 more episodes to do, so.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him on next week even and just have a chat, even just about because he said maybe he wants, because I know he wants to come back on pretty quick, because he said he's going to start working on it like immediately. Even just to talk to him about, ideas that he has and stuff that he wants to try, and or ideas, things that he wants to cut and things that I think, he will be able to make this season pretty fucking epic, because it's got enough good shit. One of the things he did first two seasons is cut out the stuff that is so distracting mentally that you miss some good things.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what we'll do too. We'll re-edit for the editor when we go through it in slow motion. We'll be.
Yeah. Right.
Get out. All right.
Yep.
Love you.
Love next you, brother.
Week, Same bad time, same bad channel. Put your mixing spoon up. Have Mogadon put your mixing spoon up your butthole.
Up your butthole. I love the spatula.
That's right. Spatula.
I was going to say, may you always find water and shade, but that seems like that's so season one. So I think my sign off is going to be, do you want to be gay, Desmond?
Thank you. Good night. For listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Do yourself a favor.
I love you, brother.
Tune in live.
I love you, Justin.
On YouTube at What Sounds Awesome. Thursday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And check us out in real time. Get your questions and comments read on air, or just be the first to hear us. If you can't be here live, please send your questions and comments to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Until then, put your dagger in the horn box. Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
And this is where the hilarious outtake would appear.